U.S. government debating what to do with its money. How do you handle yours? The amounts are probably smaller, but you still have to decide how much to spend, how much to save. So for today's CNN Viewfinder, we asked some high school juniors and seniors for their best monetary advice.
Don't spend it all in one place, because you're going to need it. You know, it's easy to spend money and it's hard to make it back. So I would say save your money. Like, especially as a girl, like when you go shopping and there's a sale, you just want to go crazy a little. But you need to really learn to restrain yourself and don't spend it all.
It's not just slips of paper, even a credit card. It's a lot of work that goes into it, and that's something I've learned by having a part-time job and needing to get funds for a vacation school trip that I want to go to, is that it's not easy. You think it is because you kind of grow up having your parents pay for things, but when you get to it, when you get down to it, there's a lot more to getting money and spending it.
To budget and to write everything down. I recently got my first job, and I can estimate how much money I make, but I know what I have to spend, and I know what I need to save, like for college. So I'll write everything down, and it makes it easier.
Well, what I've always been taught to do in my household is whatever I make, regardless, even if it's a birthday gift, if I work at a job, at least 50% of it goes into savings.
The most valuable lesson I've learned about money is to save. Save, 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 especially in this economy. As a kid, I always grew up, and whenever I got a birthday money, I would stick it in the bank, and at the time, the interest rate was really good, so I would just get excited every month to get my little bill in the mail and see how my interest did or whatever. And so just encourage kids to save money and put it away, and don't buy sodas when you're at restaurants, because that's expensive.